Imagine standing in a car dealership, torn between a rugged pickup truck and an eco-friendly Prius. This seemingly mundane choice reveals something profound about how you see the world. Are you drawn to strength and tradition, or do you embrace change and diversity? According to political scientists Mark Hetherington and Jonathan Weiler, this simple preference might predict your voting behavior more accurately than your stance on taxes or healthcare. Their groundbreaking research reveals that Americans aren't just divided politically. We experience reality differently at a physiological level. As political polarization reaches unprecedented levels globally, understanding these fundamental worldview differences has never been more crucial for making sense of our fractured political landscape. Our political differences are partially hardwired into our biology, particularly in how we respond to threats. Conservatives generally show greater attunement to danger, spending more time looking at threatening images, exhibiting stronger startle reflexes, and more pronounced disgust responses. Brain scans reveal conservatives typically have larger amygdalae, the region governing survival instincts and threat detection. These physiological differences reflect varying levels of wariness. To understand how a wary nervous system feels, consider new parents with their firstborn. Threats seem everywhere, and trust narrows dramatically. Just four questions about desirable qualities in children can predict political beliefs with remarkable accuracy. Those with a fixed worldview perceive more dangers and prefer hierarchical structures, valuing respect, obedience, and proper behavior. Those with a fluid worldview see the world as generally safe, valuing independence, self-reliance, and curiosity, favoring nuanced leadership over simple answers. Worldviews weren't always polarizing. In mid-20th century America, different worldviews didn't clearly align with political tribes. Even opposition to the Vietnam War was equally split between Democrats and Republicans in the 1960s. Today, America's political parties have aligned with worldviews, creating ready-made identities that attract either fixed or fluid voters. By 2016, this alignment became stark. 71% of fluid people identified as Democrats, while 60% of fixed people identified as Republicans, a dramatic shift from the 1990s when both groups had nearly identical party preferences. This marriage between worldview and party has weaponized partisanship. Surveys show unprecedented mutual hostility, with majorities viewing the opposing party as closed-minded, and nearly half seeing the other side as threatening national well-being. This intense partisanship persists despite Americans' general ignorance about basic governmental facts. Fixed worldview voters prefer strong patriarchal leadership and candidates who project strength. Trump's declaration that "I alone can fix it" perfectly captured the unambiguous, hierarchical leadership style that satisfies fixed voters' need for cognitive closure. People with fluid worldviews embrace complexity and open-ended thinking, while fixed types prefer clear, straightforward answers. This nuanced divide spans multiple domains. In religion, nearly 50% of fixed worldview individuals believe the Bible is the error-free word of God, compared to just 5% of fluid types. Similarly, 74% of fixed individuals favor strict constitutional originalism versus fewer than 20% of fluid types. In foreign policy, fixed individuals prefer military force and projecting strength, 60%, viewing diplomacy as potentially exploitable. Meanwhile, 75% of fluid types prefer diplomacy and are half as likely to support military intervention against ISIS. Fixed people see traditions as essential safeguards against societal chaos, explaining why "Make America Great Again" resonated with them. Fluids often view tradition as mere conformity, believing greatness comes from breaking molds rather than following established patterns. The divide extends to social issues. 86% of fluid types disagree that women should return to traditional roles, compared to only about half of fixed individuals. Similarly, 82% of fluids supported same-sex couples' adoption rights in 2006 versus just one-third of fixed individuals. When Democrats and Republicans stop communicating, political sclerosis develops in our democracy. These worldviews shape where we live, work, worship, and what we consume, creating parallel lives that rarely intersect. The divide appears dramatically in residential choices. In major urban centers like Manhattan, San Francisco, and Washington, Republican candidates win less than 20% of votes. Americans naturally cluster with those sharing their worldviews, creating geographic separation. Americans with different worldviews also pursue different careers. Research using campaign contribution data revealed clear occupational divides. Midwives, yoga instructors, and architects lean Democratic, while beer wholesalers, car salespeople, and insurance agents tend Republican. Even within medicine, worldview influences specialty choices. Republicans gravitate toward formulaic, high-paying fields like orthopedics and anesthesiology, while Democrats choose psychiatry and infectious disease, specialties involving ambiguity that appeal to fluid thinkers but repel those seeking cognitive closure. Consider two hypothetical families relocating to Nashville. The fixed worldview Reds choose suburban Brentwood, with spacious homes, excellent schools, and prominent churches. The fluid worldview Blues, both PhD professors, settle in walkable Belmont with its vibrant urban life. Even coffee preferences reveal worldview differences. James Red prefers Dunkin' Donuts with its simple options, while the Blues frequent Starbucks with its numerous options, reflecting fluid values of nuance and individual fulfillment. Research confirms this divide. Democrats strongly prefer Starbucks, while Republicans favor Dunkin' Donuts. The merger of Americans' worldviews with their political identities has created an environment where leaders can challenge democratic norms. While most Americans value constitutional protections, these remain abstractions compared to immediate concerns about safety and security, particularly for those with fixed worldviews who perceive constant threats. Fear explains why many Americans supported Trump despite his extreme positions. Fixed worldview voters naturally gravitate toward displays of strength, but fear makes people across the worldview spectrum more receptive to harsh policies. When threatened, democratic principles often yield to survival instincts. After 9/11, Americans readily sacrificed civil liberties for security, supporting warrantless wiretaps and even torture. Survey data revealed that while fixed worldview people consistently supported such measures, fear dramatically increased support among fluid worldview people, from 20% to nearly 70% for torture when they felt threatened by terrorism. Trump's 2016 campaign effectively leveraged these fears, as exemplified by his promise to a frightened child, "You're not going to be scared anymore. They're going to be scared." The 2016 victories of Trump and Brexit marked a shift toward nationalist right-wing populism, triggered by debates about immigration and national identity. Populist leaders didn't create xenophobia, they activated existing attitudes among fixed worldview citizens. Political elites benefit from partisan conflict through votes, donations, and power, while voters gain little. This polarization has rendered Congress dysfunctional, allowing destructive political strategies without consequences. However, bipartisanship isn't always ideal. Political conflict has historically driven positive change. The civil rights and women's liberation movements created the worldview rupture dividing Americans in the 1960s, pushing fixed worldview Americans toward Republicans, while fluid worldview whites and minorities gravitated to Democrats. Lincoln's warning that a house divided against itself cannot stand applies to modern democracies. The path forward isn't eliminating our differences, but recognizing them as natural variations in human perception while finding common ground. In our world increasingly sorted by worldview, our greatest challenge is remembering that beneath our Prius or pickup truck preferences lies our shared desire for security, meaning, and connection.